Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to examine a very important and pertinent question. And that question is about the etiquettes of the recitation of the Holy Quran. As you know, this is the month of Ramadan. And, you know, the month of Ramadan is a month in which the Quran was revealed. We have been asked to recite the Quran as much as we can in this holy month. And so this question is very pertinent for us today and in the time that we're in. So we can categorize the etiquettes of the recitation of the Holy Quran into two categories. There are certain apparent physical etiquettes, and then there are certain spiritual etiquettes as well. And both of them, you know, you should be taken into consideration when reciting the Holy Quran. One of the etiquettes, let's start with the apparent etiquettes and see if we can finish them and get to the spiritual etiquettes as well. One of the basic etiquettes of recitation of the Holy Quran is what we call taharat or ritual purity. And that is that, you know, if we want to, obviously, it's true that if you don't touch the actual words of the Holy Quran, then it's not necessary to be in a state of ritual purity, meaning being in a state of having wuzu, not being, in a state of janabat and these kind of things. But if we are required to touch it, yes, this is a requirement. But if we want to reap the spiritual, benefits of the whole recitation, yes, we should be in a state of taharat, One of the other etiquettes of the recitation of the Holy Quran is what we call isti'aza. Isti'aza means that we seek refuge in God from the insinuations of the devil and shaitan before we begin the recitation of the Holy Quran. Right, for example, we read the following in the Holy Quran: فَإِذَا قَرَعْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. This is a famous verse of the Holy Quran. When you want to recite the Holy Quran, take refuge in God from the accursed, which is Satan. Right? So this is the second etiquette of the Holy Quran. Right, these are two of the very apparent etiquettes of the Holy Quran. Now let's turn to a little bit about, look at the spiritual etiquettes of the Holy Quran. One of the basic spiritual etiquettes is paying attention to the Holy Quran, having our heart present. Right? As we say in Arabic, the qalb or the heart should be hadir, it should be present, right? How do we know that our heart is present? When we reflect on the Holy Quran, we do tadabbur on the Holy Quran, and we think about its verses, right? Which is basically the purpose of the Holy Quran. Because God Almighty says, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun layaddabbaru ayateh. Right? The purpose of the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, this is a book which we revealed to you, meaning the Prophet. It's blessed so that the people may reflect on it. Right. So reflection and thinking about the Holy Quran, doing tadabbur and thinking about it, is another etiquette and a requirement of reflecting on the Holy Quran. So we shouldn't try to, this month of Ramadan, let's see how many Qurans we can finish in this month. That's not necessary. Rather, we should try to, when we recite the Holy Quran, it doesn't matter how many verses we recite, but the ones we recite, we should think about and reflect upon them while we are reciting them. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the etiquettes of reciting the Holy Quran in the light of the Holy Quran's verses. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.